Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Megan McElroy, who recently earned her Doctor of Ministry in Preaching and comes to us from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sister Megan's reflection is entitled, Gift of God.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Lifting up his eyes to heaven, Jesus prayed, saying, I pray not only for these, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, so that they may all be one, as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. And I have given them the glory you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may be brought to perfection as one, that the world may know that you sent me, and that you loved them even as you loved me. Father, they are your gift to me. I wish that where I am, they also may be with me, that they may see my glory that you gave me, because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, the world also does not know you, but I know you, and they know that you sent me. I made known to them your name, and I will make it known, that the love with which you loved me may be in them, and I in them. The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus' prayer is so poignant for a world struggling to become what God intended it, what God intended us to be. We're in the last week of the Easter season, a season whose primary message from the resurrected one is peace. The struggle for peace has been just that for eons, ever since the beginning of the world. In our own day, since before Easter, we've seen the onslaught of death and destruction upon the Ukrainian people, the kidnapping of priests and religious in Africa, and in the United States, again, the killing by gunfire of people simply going about their lives, doing what they wanted or needed to do, going to church, shopping, or going to school. In light of these and other events, we might ask, where is the peace promised by Jesus? The promised peace was answered in Jesus' prayer in today's gospel. It is the prayer for oneness, oneness with him and with the Father. Even back then, Jesus was praying not just for the disciples sitting with him in the moment, but for us today and for those who will come long after us. I pray not only for these, but for those who will believe in me through their word. Why does Jesus pray this way? That they may all be one, he says, as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be in us. We are forever connected, forever in the mind and heart of God, from the beginning of time until the end of time. This is the first part of the answer to our question about where the promised peace of Jesus is. Such peace the world cannot give. It is a gift from God. It does not come from outside ourselves, but from within when we tap into this oneness with the Son and the Father and live out of this divine life who is at the heart and center of our being and even deeper. The second part of the answer to our question comes in the next few verses of the Gospel. In case we didn't get it with the prayer for oneness, Jesus essentially says, look in the mirror. speaking about all of those who will come to believe because of the word preached by previous generations, Jesus prays, Father, they are your gift to me. How amazing is this? That we are God's gift to the Son. We're used to thinking of the Son being God's gift to us. But Jesus is very clear. We are God's gift to Him. Gifts, when given, are truly even more the gift of the self. What is given in giving a gift is one's heart, one's life, one's love. In giving us to Jesus as a gift, God is giving God's self. We are the gifts of God. There is no separation from the giver and the gift. This is the oneness for which Jesus prayed. So when we're looking for the promised peace of Christ, we are invited to look in the mirror and see the gift of God. We're invited to look in the faces of those who surround us and see the gift of God. We're invited to look around for those pockets of grace where goodness prevails and see the gift of God. In recognizing this truth that we are indeed God's gift, the question is not, where is the promised peace of Christ? But how can I be and offer the promised peace of Jesus today? We will not solve all of the world's problems, but we can bring delight and salve to our corners of our wearied and suffering world. And when we are the weary ones, we can look around for a pocket of grace and be anointed by the gift God gives us in the goodness of others who have responded to the prayer for oneness. I've just returned from the perpetual profession of two of my Dominican sisters of the Cincinnawa congregation. Their professions had been delayed because of COVID these last 2 years. This was the first gathering in a long time of many sisters, friars, families, and friends of the church, of the gift of God. In a time when religious congregations are asking questions and making decisions for the future, these two women, in their courage and faithfulness, despite the uncertainty of what lies ahead, are signs of the peace promised by Christ. Their perpetual commitment offers hope for a future full of life for those who are gathered and for the believing community. Like those two women, and like our ancestors in faith, we too are called to go forward today into the mystery that is both suffering and death, resurrection and life, so that those who come after us will see evidence of Christ's peace, of God's gift for the world.